Oh, no. What's he doing here?
What's up?
Shh. Be quiet.
Who's he? We weren't anywhere.
What did we say? Yes, yes. Wait, wait. Wait until he gets here.
Yes. Yes, we were in the north.
Right, right.
We should have been there. We had a ball. We went with the guys. Is he looking?
No, dude. He didn't even notice us.
Cool. Fork over 500 chips.
What?
I said fork over 500 chips.
500
yeah,
chips?
Yeah, bro.
Hello.
Hello, Hussein, mate.
Cheers.
What's wrong, Hussein?
Nothing. Just wait and see. Hey, you, wait up! What did you get off of him?
Nothing.
Nothing? Let's see your pockets.
What are you looking for?
Let go of me.
I don't have anything.
What's this then? So you don't have anything? Move it. Get back to school. Move it! Next time I catch you with this filth, I'm gonna rough you up and then I'll go to your dad's shop and I'm gonna blacken your name. You got that? Get moving!
Who was the drug pusher, Hussein?
Anush. When did he get out?
Actually, I don't know. I thought he was still behind bars.
Hussein, what's happened? What's wrong?
Nothing.
For God's sake, be careful. That guy's a hooligan. He carries a knife.
You go in. I can look after myself. Well, go on then.
Thank you. Kids, have you picked everything up?
Yes.
Wait 5 minutes, Mom, and I'll come with you.
No way. We should have left
Why?
5 minutes ago already.
Why, Mommy? We get to school early. Let Hattie get ready.
I don't want to hear another word.
Mommy,
go and sit in the car.
No, we're not going without Hattie.
What's that supposed to mean?
I can't wait.
I'll take it myself. You go and see
it's
yourself.
It's not fair.
Goodbye. We're off. Kids, stop whining. Stop whining. Get going.
We're not going the same way. If you drop me off at the metro station, that'd be fine.
Wonders never cease. So how come you're in such a hurry this morning?
I've got something to do. And I won't tell you about it until it's kind of all sorted out, you know?
You will.
I won't.
You will. Tell me which field you want to sit for.
I won't tell you.
Okay, then. At the most, you'll register for a term in a new university and study, then you'll get fed up and drop out. It's okay. You're just a chip off the old block, and I completely understand. Now tell me.
I want to go and get the examination entry permit for the fire squad.
A firefighter? That's good. The fire department is very good. I approve of this, but it'd be better if you went in with more than just a high school diploma, because in every training course, we have doctors and engineers. You'll see for yourself, those who are specialized move up faster.
Dad, listen. I'll study and I'll get my degree. But after getting a job, is there anything wrong with wanting to stand on my own two feet? Settling down somewhere sooner?
So I said to him, listen, man, I've got a belt in Taekwondo. I've won 3 championships in Tehran alone. I swear to God, you're playing tough with me? Have some seeds. Why don't you have some? Here. Yeah. So he says I'm wet behind the ears. I said, I'm wet behind the ears? No problem. Tonight we'll go to the club and I'll hold the mitt. You try that Filipino technique, and if you kick the mitt off my hand, then I'm still a kid. But if you don't, then we're still friends.
1549 has arrived.
Hey man, are you 1549?
No, I'm the T-1000.
That's great. Will you wait a minute for me to come over there? I want to talk to you.
Well, come quick. I've got things to see.
Sure, I'll be right there. Hello.
What's your number?
What?
I'm 1549. What's yours?
1548.
You can depend on me then.
But what for?
You want me to help you cheat on the exam, don't you? So I'll help you.
Hey, cool. Thanks, man.
I mean, if it's possible, you can see my paper. Just write down whatever you see. But if I'm in front or behind you, then hard cheese. Don't forget.
Hard cheese? Why is that?
Look, on the day of the exam, I'll either be on your right or on your left, in front of you or behind you. If I end up on your right or on your left, then it's all the better. I'll either turn my paper towards you or you can sneak a look. But if I end up in front of you or behind you, then it won't be possible. Especially if there's a lot of space between the chairs.
Yeah, true.
Don't depend on it too much, though. The ones who set out the chairs know that the ones who have consecutive numbers might have made a deal with each other. It's unlikely they'll put us next to each other.
Yeah, that is right.
Don't let it upset you too much. Something will come up. If I were you, I'd go looking for a 1547.
Why's that?
Because he's the one next to you. So that way you'll have more of a chance.
Yeah, cool.
So why are you just standing here? They might be getting his card off him right now.
Who?
The number 1547, of course.
Yeah, okay. See you around. Thanks.
Not bad. It's busy. I think there must be about 3,000 or 4,000 participants.
How many applicants did you have last year?
I don't know. I was in preventative measures. I didn't know anything about training. Okay, well, quickly get out.
Thanks, Dad. Goodbye.
Good luck to you. Good luck.
Cheers, sir. Hi. I'm Hadi Nayat. Thanks a lot. Cheers.
Are you number 1547, man?
Oh, no. I'm Hadi.
Cool. I'm Hussein. That is 1548. Wait a minute. I want to talk to you. Don't go. I'll be right there.
Hey, mate, what time is it?
11:20.
Hello, dude. I'm sorry to trouble you. You're here to take part in the fire squad exam, aren't you?
No, I'm here to register for swimming lessons.
Oh, I get it. But seriously, just give me 10 minutes. I'd really appreciate it.
What for?
Nothing special. I'm like you. I just come to sit the exam. Here, look at this. This is my card. I want to ask you something. If you're game, we could go sit somewhere and talk it over for a few minutes.
Slow down, dude. Take it easy.
I thought you said they knew you here.
It's not a tea house, is it?
Sorry, dude. I've never drunk anything like this before. The classiest thing I ever had to drink was a Coke in a glass or tea and sugar.
Well, watch how I drink it and follow suit, okay?
Copy what you do. Dude, that's cool. That's exactly where I was heading. Did I mess up?
It's all good.
I'm sorry, bro. I've never been in a place like this.
So is that how you always copy what others do?
No, dude. I'm the king of cheating in exams. You can be absolutely sure on that. You keep your hand out of the way and I'll see to the rest.
So what you're trying to say is that you were gonna cheat, right?
That's so cool. Man, you are so awesome. I can tell you know your stuff.
So you've been sitting out there since this morning waiting to see who's gonna sit in front of you, right?
Actually, at first I thought the exam was about jumping up and down and things like that. How was I to know that there's a physics exam and stupid stuff like that? It took me 4 years to get my diploma. So just how do you expect me to get through this exam?
You're the one who's cool. You're a better man than I am.
Give me a break.
Bring us the bill, my friend.
What as if I'd let you pay? Keep your hand out your pocket. I got money. Where is my money? Listen, I'll pay next time.
I don't want to be indebted to you.
What do you mean by being indebted to me?
I mean that I wish you good luck in the exam, so if you don't mind, I'll go.
It's against honor and principles to just get up without a second thought and walk out on a person when he's come here for your help.
What do those with principles do in such a case? They say okay?
No, but they at least wait a minute to hear a guy out.
What if they don't want to? They get beaten up?
And just what is that supposed to mean, man? We were talking about honor and principles, not hooliganism.
That's a whole other story. Sit down. Sit down. The truth is, we don't live in a respectable place. In my neighborhood, you really have to be a man to keep out of trouble. And the few people who do manage to get out were really zero cool. If it wasn't for me being into sports and stuff at the club, I'd be searching through the gutters for any pennies I could find. Or I'd be a drug pusher's driver on a motorcycle. But I won't be able to keep this up. You can't live on 80,000 tomans from the club all your life. When the time comes for my sister to get married, somebody's gotta pay for the things she's gonna need. Do you understand what I am saying, or does it sound stupid to an uptown snob?
I'm not an uptown snob, but I didn't get what you're saying.
Cool. I'll give you a headache, but there's something I gotta tell you. Once when I was on my way back from the club, I passed Mohsen Karia and Co's house. Mohsen is a good guy, a guy with principles, my bosom buddy. But he's not around, you see, he's in big trouble. I saw that there was smoke coming out of the house. All the neighbors had gathered to see what was happening. I was gobsmacked. I thought to myself, well, Mosen's not here, someone has to go up and see what's going on. I pushed myself through and saw that Mosen's sister, who's a good and respectable girl, was hitting herself and shouting, "My dad will burn, my dad will burn, my dad will burn." I was taken aback and I went to her and I said, "Samone, it's not right to hit yourself in front of strangers. People will talk behind your back. Mosen's not here, but I still am." I went into the building, this floor and that floor, and eventually after a lot of trouble, I found Mohsen Karia's dad, who was an invalid, the poor man. I picked him up and threw him over my shoulders and came out of the building. And as I came out the building, I saw the whole neighborhood had come out to watch the show. They started whistling and clapping their hands. Some of the guys were chanting, "Hussein, bro, you're out of sight, Hussein." I was so amazed, I said something in reply to them and went over to Samone. What a girl she is. However much I praise her, it doesn't do her justice. Anyway, I went over into a corner, started to brush myself down, and just at that moment, the fire truck arrived and started pulling out all those hose pipes. As I was brushing myself down, I saw their commander was coming towards me. From the look of him, he was really impressed with me. He said, "Son, you've got a lot of guts, you know?" I said, "Come on." He said, "No, I mean it. Where did you get the guts?" I said, "Come on already." He said, "No, you've really got guts, kid. You could be an asset to the fire department. You should go and reply to our ad and join the fire squad. That's how the story goes, and that's why I'm here and why I'm troubling you."
That was cute. Just like those black and white films, right?
Look, man, they use real stories from those films, don't they? They don't dig them up from their grandmother's garden.
Yeah, right. I guess you're right, huh?
Oh, yeah. When their commander spoke to me like he did, it changed something inside of me. No one ever told me I could be good at something before. This guy said I'm just the guy they need. That's why I think if this kind of opportunity comes my way, I should jump at it. Although I'm not the type of person who wants to just get a job and wage every month. I could save 70 or 80 people a month from dying in fires. I mean, I can see myself doing that. And the commander coming and saying what he did just boosted my self-confidence. So if you're willing to help me out here, I'll pay you back. I'm not just gonna let this go, you know. I'm a man of my word. I will hold my side of the bargain. So, dude, will you help me?
Well, I gotta say, you really got to me, man.
Oh, man. That's awesome. So it's settled, then. Hey, man, are you chafing me?
What's chaffing mean?
You don't know what chafe means? There you go. It's a kind of bird which collects food in the summer for winter, and then when the winter comes, it forgets where it put the food in the first place, you know? So the bird dies of hunger.
So I'm a chaff, then?
No, that's a chaff. What are you gonna do, huh, bro?
How long do you have till your exam?
2 or 3 weeks.
2 weeks. I'll give you lessons.
Forget about it, bro. I can't hack those formulas and stuff.
You'll hack them. Your teachers weren't much help.
Really?
Really.
Okay.
Go! God bless you! Go! Go, man!
Now don't forget what I told you! Do exactly what you were told in the course, okay? Don't forget to pull the parachute cord!
Okay, remember to stretch your arms out like this! And hold your head back! Hands straight!
How do you think they're doing? They're excited.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm off.
Mr. Hajardi, you should be penalized. I should ban you from jumping.
Why is that exactly, sir?
You know very well. I told you the last time. You released your parachute too late.
But I didn't release it late.
I jumped just after you. After 10 seconds, you pulled your parachute cord.
Sir, will you hang on a minute? I'm very sorry, sir. I didn't know you were the type to begrudge a guy a few extra seconds.
You only just got started now. You've been free-falling and you jump and pull the parachute after coming down. You think you're a pro now?
I apologize. I won't do it again.
There are 14 other men with you who are all younger than you. They watch you and it provokes them to go against regulations. What if something goes wrong? What are we gonna do then?
Yes, you're right.
Don't let it happen again now.
Certainly, sir.
So jump in, I'll take you to the parking lot. Are you in the army or SEPA?
Neither, sir. I'm a doctor. I used to work in the rescue unit, in the Asaluya special unit, and now I'm going to join the air division in the fire squad.
The fire department?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to get the entry card for the recruitment exam.
Why does the air division of the fire squad make the doctors do a parachuting course?
No, sir. The doctor's job is just to examine and see the patients and give medical assistance.
No one knows this here anymore.
Champion, 5 years have gone by. These days, 5 years is a lifetime. Tamadon, how old is your daughter now?
17 years old.
My goodness. And what's her name?
Rahele.
Rahele. What a lovely name. My Hadi is 24 years old now.
We're all over the hill now.
I say, Tamadon, let's see more of each other.
What?
I mean our families. We should get together more often. Maybe your Rahela will like my Hadi, and then we'll become family.
It's the boy who has to like the girl.
Actually, it's the girl that gives the green light.
Nowadays, there's no difference between boys and girls. And what's more, the youth today don't want to take on the responsibilities of marriage and all.
That's not how it is.
The world's changed. It was much different for us.
The world has been the same for 10,000 years now. How has it changed? People used to travel around on donkeys, now they go about in cars. It's all the same. They sit home watching TV and chatting on the internet. They telephone each other. You're right, they talk more than they used to 10,000 years ago. But basically, it comes down to the same thing. What I want to say is women are women and men are men. Men and women get married, and they have children.
And?
Well, that's it.
No. I'm busy. Yeah, I can't make it. Look, you buy better fruit than I do. Yeah, buy some. Bye-bye. Bye.
Do you think we can make this into a fire station?
A fire station as big as this.
Why not?
There's 1,000 nooks and crannies it can get out through. It would be like Dracula's castle.
I had this good idea 5 years ago, Tamadon. It was a really good idea. Look, assume this, just for a minute, is a room with a difference. As soon as the trainee enters, he'll be directly under the rubble.
What?
I mean, we'll make a suspended ceiling with a door that opens easily, and stones and mud will drop down on the trainee's head. They have to be so heavy that he can't pull himself out alone. We'll have to get him out. But how? We'll make a cellar with sliding doors. Wherever the trainee falls, we'll look and see which sliding door he's fallen on. We'll go into the cellar and open the sliding door and pull out the trainee.
It's because of ideas like this that they've been taking you down.
What do you mean? They're trainees. They have to know these things. They have to learn that when they're trapped under the rubble, they mustn't lose their heads. They have to know that they won't suffocate as quickly as they think. Sooner or later, the rescue team will turn up. And what's more, we'll work with them and tell them that they might have to stay under the rubble to keep their head, not to panic, and not to get frightened.
Listen, man, you know the things you're saying are in no way part of the standard training. The Milton College in England doesn't even have that kind of training.
Of course they don't have it. Because in big cities in England, they don't have as many water wells as we do. It's very unusual in England to have to rescue people from under rubble. What has that got to do with us, whose houses have lots of wells under them, or towns are built on wells? So many of our officers have gone to rescue people and got trapped under rubble themselves.
And Nayat, just give me a break. We're in need of a simple, up-to-standard training course. Don't do something that'll make them send you packing. We just need standard stuff.
I don't give a damn about things like that. You have to do things right. And don't put me off by saying I'll get the sack and all that. In worst case, I'll become a specialist fire cause investigator. It's not bad there.
You won't last long there either. By the way, Habib Hamza is going to the fire cause investigation.
What for?
As soon as he heard you've become the head of training, he picked up his coat and left.
No, he shouldn't leave. I need him.
What do you mean? Don't you remember how you argued with him?
That was 5 years ago. Hams is a very informed person. Have you got his number?
Yeah.
Call him. I want to speak to him.
You're very naive. He thinks he's much worthier than you for the job of head investigator, you know.
I'll persuade him to come back.
No way.
Hello there, Mr. Tamadan. Please, tell me what's brought you here.
Hello, Mr. Hamza. Muhammad Enayat speaking.
Hello.
How are you? Well, actually, I wanted to treat you to lunch. What do you say?
But I'd be in your debt then.
No, I didn't want to treat you, as a matter of fact. Tamadon wants to treat us, and he absolutely insists.
So, you're my guests.
Do you know of a good kebab house? Give me the address. Oh, I know it. Is 130 okay? God bless. Are you still mad at me?
We're getting a little old for this. Arguing is for little kids.
So what is it? Don't you agree that the way we train has to be changed completely?
I do. Tehran is massive now, you know that. With a population of 15 million, on the earthquake epicenter without a sewage system, and with all the gas pipes we have. At least we should have a well-equipped and able-bodied fire department, who've been trained like commandos.
Right. So what is it that you really want?
Look, Enayat Mit, we're not of the same disposition. We don't think the same. We just can't work together.
There's no way he can.
Shh. I thought that you said before that we're getting old. 5 years has gone by. You've changed, and perhaps I've changed a bit over the years.
So why is it that you insist on working with me?
Why do you insist?
All the people there are in the fire department, eh? Your public relations are good, and you're friends with everyone.
You're a strong opponent. You take your work seriously. It's not just a job to you. I really appreciate the fact that you don't just let things go by. And anyway, we've had our disputes, so we're very familiar with each other. I can get under your skin very easily, you know. And you know how to stay out of my way. Especially when I'm being difficult, so we won't argue from now on. What are you laughing at? I'm serious. These files are just the first, and I'm leaving them in your hands. I'll take these and bring them back when I'm finished with them.
It would be better if you stay, you know?
If I were to stay, then you wouldn't be able to get on.
When a person works under you, that in itself is getting on.
Thanks very much. Goodbye for now. Although this goodbye is not counted. Tomorrow I'll come when all the guys are here during office hours. So, Haji, I must be on my way.
Thanks.
Sorry for any upset Cheers. I've ever caused. Goodbye to you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Get over here.
Hello, Mr. Anayat.
Hello, Mr. Dinesh. Goodbye, goodbye. Why don't you come after your business during office hours? Goodbye.
I've been here since the morning, sir.
Believe me, I didn't see you.
Excuse me, I went to the toilet for 2 minutes.
The specialist has examined your file, and I've sent off my report.
Thank you very much. The result is positive, isn't it?
Well, what can I say? It's not up to me to decide whether it's positive or negative. I just examined it.
Excuse me, Mr. Anayat. Can I ask you what your opinion was?
I've sent off the full report. God willing, you'll receive it and read it.
I can't wait, Mr. Anayat. I have to know as soon as possible.
Why is that?
Well, as you know, my whole life went up in smoke. The sooner I know, the better, sir.
In my opinion, the fire in your shop was the cause of arson.
Yes?
Yes. So, if you don't mind.
Mr. Anayat, please tell me, how do you know it was arson?
It's obvious it was arson. It's all in the report, sir.
But who can get into the shop at night? And anyway, I don't think I have any enemies, you know?
Don't think about enemies, my dear man.
How come?
You lock the door of the shop very well every night.
Well, yes.
The padlock was found in the middle of the shop intact. At exactly the time of the fire, the door was open, and nobody had sawn off the lock. This shows that the person who started the fire had a key.
So you mean you think I did it, so I started a fire in my own shop?
Well, if you were the only one with a key, then yes.
Mr. Anayat, if you give your report to the courts, I'm in real trouble.
God forbid.
Look, Mr. Anayat, I have to change what that shop is used for. I simply have to. Please listen to me.
What can I do, my dear man? I don't work for the council. I'm a fireman. Why are you telling me all this anyway?
Look, man, that shop was going to pieces as it was, I swear. I was having to pay bills out of my pocket every year because I wasn't making money. And what's more, the town council wouldn't give me permission to do anything with the shop, you see? So really, I had no choice. If you turn me into the court, sir, I won't get any insurance from the insurance people whatsoever. They won't let me change what I do with the shop. I'll have to beg in the streets every day. Please help me and I'll make it up to you, I promise.
I can't tell lies, my good man. You should have thought about this before.
Do you know that you're going to ruin my life?
This man wants to bribe me into saying that the fire in his shop was not arson. So what can I do?
Hop in. Stop messing about. This is over your head. I mean, you don't have the means. My friend is very expensive. He's a bit too expensive.
Hello, yes?
Hello, I'm fine. How are you? Have you changed your SIM card? I can't. It was agreed that until you passed the exam, you wouldn't call me, wasn't it?
But seriously now, I got your dad's permission.
Okay, but I don't want to talk to you. Of course not until you pass the exam.
I'm standing outside the university now. Against the railings, I can see your faculty building. No, I just came to get my card. It's the fire squad card. I want to see you. I'll be at the railings.
Okay, I'm going to my class now.
Okay, I'm going to wait for you. I said I'm going to wait for you. For however long it takes, I have to see you. No, I just have one thing to say. No, not that. I want to give you a message for your dad. I promise, okay? At the railings. Okay, goodbye now.
Hello there. Yes. Cheers, mate. Arakani Abbas.
Here you are.
That's it.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot.
There you go.
Sir, is the exam hard, sir?
I don't know, dude. I have no part in any of all this.
Cheating's allowed, right?
Come on, let's go. You're showing us up.
Sir, is the exam hard?
No, mate, there's not going to be an exam.
You've been told that?
Do you know how to do a somersault?
Yeah.
How to leapfrog, do an arabesque balance, 100 meters butterfly without a spout, 100 meters with a spout, and they ask you a bit about nuclear physics, material science, and nanotechnology. That's all.
Do you know all about those yourself?
I haven't really asked what the exam's like, soldier. Whenever I do ask, you can say whatever you like. Anyway, give me a cigarette, mate.
I don't smoke. The fire squad doesn't employ smokers. Smokers are not allowed there.
Cheers.
Hello.
Hello.
You okay? Is your father okay?
Not bad.
Say hello to him for me.
What did you want?
Nothing. I just wanted to make you run now. I'm just joking with you. Tell your dad Farzad said it was good of him to give me a chance. Tell him I promise I won't let him down.
Okay.
Samira. Goodbye.
Shut the door, 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 shut